We are learning Maseches Baba Kama Daf Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. We are starting in the middle of the Amud by the two dots. Ala Harara Mashalim. The Mishnah says that if a Kelev goes ahead and takes a cookie with a Gecheles on it, and he goes and eats the cookie and lights someone's Goddish, the Loch is you pay Chatzin Nezek on the Goddish, and the Harara you pay Nezek Shalom. Zogt Gemara Man Chayiv, Baal Kelev. The Baal Kelev is Chayiv for the damages of the Goddish, burning down the Sarlo, burning the tour, and for the Harara. The Mara is a cash of Chayiv Naim Baal Gecheles. L'chayr, the Baal Gecheles was negligent. He left, the one who owned the cookie, owned the coal, the Gecheles, was negligent. He left it out in the open, and a Kelev got to it, a dog got to it, and burned something down. So why didn't he Chayiv as well? And like Rashi explains, like if you learn like Rabbi Yochanan that says he's paying on the Goddish Chatzin Ezek, they should pay the other half because they're just as responsible as the Kelev. And according to Rosh Lakish, it says that you put on the Goddish, they should pay the whole thing. The Baal Gecheles, one who owns the Gecheles, should pay for the whole damage because you caused someone's silo, someone's Goddish to be burnt down. So Gemara says, the case was that the person watched his gachelas. The cookie and the gachelas were in a safe place. This dog went ahead and got it and burned something down with it. Therefore, the dog, the owner of the dog, is the one who's responsible and not the owner of the gachelas. So, Mara's Akasha, if it's being watched, if it was safe, so how did the kelev get it? My boy Kelev Hossam, how did the kelev get it? So, my answer is Bishachotar. The Kelev dug under the door, got into the house, got into the bakery, and got the cookie out with the Gecheles. Omar Rav Mori Breid Rav Kahana Zoysemeres Stam Dolsois Chaturis Hein Eitzel Kelev. You see from here that it's normal for a Kelev to dig onto a door. Rashi explains, Zoysemeres, since he chayiv the Baal Kelev Nezek Shalim, it must be it's not a Shinun that he dug under the door. So it must be, it's not called Mashunah to dig onto the door, under the door. That's what the Rashi learns. It's not Mashunah, it must be, it's normal. So, Frank Tosfos, if that's the case, that if it's normal, so then why is it good to Shmira? It's back Shver, the Gecheles wasn't watched, because it's normal for a door to go under it. Let's read Tosfos inside. Tosfos the Ramaschal of Shemir Gechalta. Zog Tosfos im Taimar, Uma Shmira Hizu, Kekivin Shiyachal Kelev Konesham, Bechatira, the Stam Dalsas Chatur Sin to Kelev. It's normal for the Kelev to dig under the door, so why is it called a Shmira? So his answer is given the nata kanati inchili at tuchurubarantvei. He did normal. He left it in his house, in his bakery, locked door. That's called being watched. I had door get under it. That I don't have to watch so much like that. But al kaponim the baal kelev is chayev because it's not called unusual, and therefore you chayev nezek shalom. So the Gemara is saying so far that you watched the gecheles, and a kelev came and took it and burned someone's silo down, burned someone's gadlus down. Zok the Gemara vaitem. The Achlahecha, where did the Kelev eat this Harara? Either with the Achlav Gadish, if he ate it in the Gadish, in the by the pile of Tua, the Alma, someone else's Gadish, someone else's field where the Tua was. So Habi Inon Ubir Bisteacha Veleka. You need Bir Bisteacha Veleka. Because we're saying here, Yechayiv Nezek Shalim on the Harara, on the cookie. So why Chayiv Nezek Shalim on the cookie? Because Shane. Shane and Regal only Chayiv and Shushan Izek. If you went to someone else's house and burned down their Goddish and ate the cookie in that person's house where the Goddish was, so it's not the place of the owner of the Harara. So it's not the Shushan Izek. It's somewhere else. It's someone else's Rishus. And we know from Gemara's before, Ubir Bisteacha, the only time Chayiv for Shane is if you eat it in the owner's field. But if you go to someone else's field, that's not called Bir Bisteacha. So let's see inside. So the achleicha, you live the achle of a goddish. You ate the charara and some goddish the alma, someone else's goddish. Habina beers the acher veleka. Leitzricha the achle of a goddish v'al charara. The case was, it was the owner of the charara. He went to his house, his goddish, and it seems like maybe like he picked it up in the bakery. This thing, but it belonged to the baal hagoddish and went and burnt down the baal hagoddish and the baal charara, all the same owner. And now, it actually, after this, it answers the first kasha that why is the Baal Gecheles chayiv? What do you mean? It's his yard. It's the same thing. So it's his thing. It can't be chayiv in that. We're talking about it's all the same owner here, and therefore it's called Shushan Izek, and that's why chayiv nezek shalim on the charara and on the Goddish. It's a shaila what chayiv for either pato or chayiv chatzin nezek. I in the Gemara before or Yechon Ramesh Lakish. But the Gemara says a kasha like this: Tifshoit the pi para kechotzer ha nezek dami. And what the Gemara means to ask is like this. Here, the Kelev ate this Harara in the Shushan Izek. Now, his mouth is considered what? Is that a Shushan Izek or Chatzah Mazek? Tifshah the Pi Parah Chatzah Nizek Dami? It must be chatzan is dami. Dik chatzan mazik dami. If it's considered chatzan mazik, lay malay, my boy riftach apumi the kaboy. What's your cookie doing in the mouth of my animal? Now, this Gemara is a shtickle shvera Gemara. And we have to say over the Taisus of Pshat. Taisus, first of all, has a kasha. He doesn't understand. But the shaila here is, pipar is chatzan is dami, chatzan mazik dami. Don't you have a raya? It says, Hashem wa edis lecha al raya law. It eats in the Rishis HaNizik. It's considered eating Rishis HaNizik. You see, clearly, the mouth of the behemoth is considered Rishis HaNizik, not considered his own Rishis HaMazik. So Tyson answers, that's Pashut. If the behemoth goes into your field and eats off your field, off the floor of your field, and eats that, that's definitely called Rishis HaNizik. The question is, if a Cheresh of the Katam puts a cookie into his mouth, and he's standing the Chatz HaNizik, is that called Chatz HaNizik or not? On one hand, you could say, since the behemoth is standing Chatz HaNizik, it's called Chatz HaNizik. On the other hand, since the parah's mouth is his own mouth, so maybe it's called Rishis HaMazik. That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. And the case really over here of the Charara was that the behemoth, the caliph, picked it up out of the Rishis HaNizik and only ate it in Rishis HaNizik. And that's what a shaila is that called Rishis HaNizik, Rishis HaMazik? So the Gemara says, Tifshay, you have arrived from here, the pi para ki Chatz HaNizik dami. Because if it's Chatz HaMazik dami, lemele ma boi riftach ma pumi dava kabai. Which Tais explains, doesn't mean it literally, because what's it doing in your mouth? The dog picked it up. But what we mean to say is like this, this exerts a custom that it has to be picked up in Rishis HaNizik. And if it's just in my mouth, Rishis HaNizik, that's not enough, because my mouth is called Rishis HaMazik. So I should be potter. So it must be the mouth of a behemoth is called Rishis HaNizik. The Ibayalu, because there was a Shaila, Pi para chatz HaNizik dami, chatz HaMazik dami. The mouth of a para is like a chatz HaNizik or a chatz HaMazik dami. So Mara just adds a kasha on that. If you say the Amr Chatz HaMazik dami, Shein the Chayav Rachman Eichem Shachla, how is it possible the Chayav and Shein? So let me just interject. If you shot what you said in Tosfos, I'll tell you Shein's Chayav when the food is in the Rishis HaNizik and you picked it up there. So Rabbeinu Peretz asked that kasha. I found that Rabbeinu Peretz asked this kasha. They'll feed the pshat. Rabbeinu Peretz is the same child as Tosfos. So he asks, L'chayra, why don't you just answer that the case is that he picked it up in the Rishis HaNizik? I'll read the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz inside. Rabbeinu Peretz asks, that tema lemaida preaches the el shapir meshkachas lo gunch not lo habehima atzma the behemoth took it itself v'yashloi ma'arid hokama pashti the kroah the chsiv habir the mashma chayeves al habir on the destroying. How is that possible? On just, it sounds like even someone put it into the mouth and the mouth chewed it up. That alone is chayes. How is that possible? I'm Rav Mar Brei Rav Kana. Won't be by eating. Will be by gunch nischatcha shenis. The case was that the behemoth scratched on the koisel lahana osa to have ana, and he ruined Paris lahana osa. That would be classic shame. We ruined Paris by rolling on the Paris or scratching himself on the wall. I will be told of the shame then. The Ramarama has the cash. The Ramarama say one of these two will be the av, the other one will be the told of. It says by Shane, it says Obir, which means destroy it atumai. But like, you don't have that. Ravina Omar, the Shaft Salmi. You scrape yourself on the wall until you rubbed out the tsura, Ravash, and you rubbed out the tsura of the what was on the wall. Therefore, you completely destroyed it. The question was, they usually be knocked on a wall, it's not completely destroyed. Terry says, no, I completely destroyed something, a nice art that was carved into the wall, I destroyed that. Or by Paris, Ravashi says, Ravashi Amar the Pasi Pesuye, that they rolled on the Paris and it got dug into the cement. You couldn't take it out, into the ground. You couldn't even take it out. It was completely destroyed, or he made it all ruined and wet. It was completely destroyed. So that's how you can have Yavar Agal Tumay. Therefore, it's not a Raya from Shein Hechav Shkachasle. So we still have a Shaila. We still have a Shaila of P. Paras, like Chasin Zikon Mazdami. We're Pashed it from our Mishnah that says by the Kelev, that Yechayiv, that will be Pashed, that's Chasin Zikon. But this was the Shaila. The Shaila was P. Paras, Chasin Zikon Mazdami. And at that time, in the Beis Meresh, the charter being a raya, the raya was that what's the case of Shein? Teretz is that the case will be if you destroy it, derech hanasa, either knocking down the wall and ruining the picture, the art on the wall that was carved into the wall, or it means they rolled on Paris and completely ruined the Paris. And the Gemara is going to go further with a Tashema about the Shiloh of Pi Parah, Kechotz HaNizik, or Kechotz HaMazik Damim.